the friendly visitors from Ziptar. In the quiet town of Starry Hollow, where the night sky twinkled with a million stars, something magical was about to unfold. Young Mia and her dog, Comet, were in their backyard, pointing a homemade telescope toward the heavens. As they looked up, Mia's eyes widened with astonishment. There, darting across the sky, was a bright light unlike any other. It was a vibrant shade of violet, and it danced like a firefly. "Comet, do you see that?" she gasped in twilight amazement. Right above them, with a gentle hum, the mysterious light slowed down and began to descend. Mia clutched Comet's leash, her heart racing with excitement and a tiny flutter of fear. As the light landed softly on the grass, out stepped the most unusual beings Mia had ever seen. They were small, with gentle eyes, and spoke in a charming melody. The music was soft and soothing, making Mia smile. "Hello, Earthling. We are from the planet Ziptar," they chimed in unison, their voices like tiny bells, instantly assuring Mia they were friendly. "We've come to explore and learn about your world," they continued. Mia, gathering courage, replied, "Welcome to Earth. I'm Mia, and this is Comet." The Ziptarians were delighted to make a new friend. They spent the night showing Mia all the wonders they could bring from their world. They made flowers bloom in seconds and painted the sky with colors unseen by human eyes. Mia showed them her favorite books and taught them about Earth, seas, and mountains. The night passed with shared stories and laughter, creating an unforgettable bond. As dawn approached, the Ziptarians prepared to leave. "Thank you, Mia, for your kindness. We shall treasure this visit," they said, gifting her a small, glowing stone. "This is a memory stone from Ziptar. Whenever you miss us, just hold it close and remember this magical night." With one last shimmering whirl, the Ziptarian ship ascended, humming back towards the stars. Mia watched, holding the stone tightly, knowing that the universe was full of marvelous friends, just waiting to be met. And every night thereafter, as she gazed up at the cosmos, she felt the warmth of the memory stone and the unique friendship she had found.